This is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. For 14 years, an annual conference in Vermont is focused on employee-owned businesses. This year's conference, held yesterday in Burlington, was the best attended yet. Organizers say it's one sign that there is growing interest in the employee-owned model. VPR's Steve Zind has more.
While the number of employee-owned businesses has stayed pretty steady, there's evidence it's poised to grow. That's because baby boomer business owners want to retire and may be interested in selling to their employees. Employee ownership is also a growing field of study in academia. Don Jameson, the co-founder and executive director of the Vermont Employee Ownership Center, says there are other factors too.
I would trace it back to the last recession, the Occupy movement and the focus on inequality and looking for real structural solutions to that that has brought people to, especially to cooperatives, but also to ESOPs.
ESOPs and co-ops are the two most common types of employee-owned businesses. Co-ops are pretty straightforward. While they can differ in some ways, each worker is an equal owner of the business. There are about 18 of them in Vermont. An ESOP is more complex and expensive and generally suited for larger businesses. ESOP stands for Employee Stock Ownership Plan. A trust funded by the business purchases the company's stock on the employee's behalf. There are about 30 ESOPs in Vermont, including well-known businesses like King Arthur Flour, Karis Reels, and Gardner's Supply. The Vermont Employee Ownership Center says studies show ESOP employees have better wages and benefits and bigger retirement accounts. Beyond the numbers, advocates say an employee-owned culture can be more inclusive and productive. But people who work at employee-owned businesses say that doesn't happen by itself, and each business has to find the best way to accomplish it. Stone Environmental, a Montpelier firm with roughly 50 employees, made the transition to an ESOP just this year. Steve Karcher says employees at his company are still trying to figure out what it means in the way the business is run. For example, should they have representation on the board of directors?
We're actually at a point where the first thing for us to do is to overcome what seems to be a kind of a little natural cynicism. It's okay, so now we're owners, but you tell us we can't make all the decisions. What is going to be the benefit? We're working hard to figure out how to really incorporate it into the culture.
Among those attending this week's conference were people looking to turn their own businesses over to employees. David Brown is one of two owners of a Woodstock company that develops software used in manufacturing. He's looking for ways to assure that if the company is sold, its future in Vermont is secure.
What we're looking to do here is to share our company with our employees, because if the shareholders sell to somebody like in California, the shareholders will get a lot of money, but all our employees will get pink slips.
Brown says he soon hopes to have a clear idea of whether the employee-owned option is the right one for his company. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.